sorrow and he gives us strength. You know, Britt's enjoying a beautiful heavenly scene right now at this instant. But for us who are left, we are filled with pain and anguish and sorrow. Part of us is missing. That's what John Donne writes, every man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. Life has changed. It will never be the same again. It can't be. But we have a Heavenly Father who understands our grief and our sorrow because our Heavenly God, this God of the universe, experienced the same sorrow that you all are experiencing because he lost a son. He lost a son. A man who lost his son in battle in World War II was grieving over his lost boy, and a chaplain tried to comfort him. And the man kept sobbing, crying out. And when the chaplain suggested that God would strengthen him, the man said, "Where was God when my son died?" And wisely the chaplain replied, "He was right where he was when his own son died, grieving, watching, and waiting for the outcome of a greater purpose that would yet be fulfilled." I think the little girl got it right when she knelt down for her evening prayers and she said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, how did you know my name?" See, God knows our name. He knows what we're feeling. He knows our sorrow. He knows our pain. He cries for us. He hides every tear in his bottle. And we can come to him now at this time of loss and find a Father who wraps his big arms around us and holds us tight. He's the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Perhaps we can be comforted by the words of the poet. "When I am gone, release me and let me go. I have so many things to see and do. You mustn't tie yourself to me with tears. Be happy that we had so many years. I gave you to you my love. You can only guess how much you gave to me in happiness. I thank you for the love you each have shown, but now it's time I travel alone. So grieve for me a while, and grieve you must. Then let your grief be comforted by trust. It's only for a little while that we must part. So bless the memories within your heart. I won't be far away, for life goes on. So if you need me, call, and I will come. Though you can't see or touch me, I'll be near. And if you listen with your heart, you'll hear all my love around you, soft and clear. And when you must come this way alone, I'll greet you with a smile and say, welcome home." Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in our hour of need and ask you to comfort our hearts. We come to you in our hour of confusion and ask you to give us peace. We come to you in our weakness and ask you not just for strength, but to hold us up. We thank you for Britt, for her life, what she gave to each person here. And we thank you for the hope that your son conquered death, and that Britt has now conquered death in Jesus, and that she's living in glory right now at this moment. I pray that her life would continue to work in our lives as we walk through this journey, trying to connect our heart to your heart, and may Britt be a part of that journey. We thank you for the memories. We thank you for the life. And we thank you for the love that's been shared. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.